we've been talking a lot in the last couple of days about some of the bushfires that have been underway, destroying homes. We've had some in Tasmania and in New South Wales in recent days. We've even seen a firefighter killed during prevention work on the New South Wales mid-north coast. It's a really harsh start to the bushfire season, and we've got thousands of volunteers preparing for the weeks ahead. Now, Elliot Simpson is one of those volunteers. He's a member of the Green Point Rural Fire Brigade on the New South Wales coast. And at just 21, he's already attended more than 160 call-outs, everything from responding to Cyclone Alfred to the Taree flood recovery efforts. This week, he was named the RFS Young Volunteer of the Year. Now, you joined Green Point Brigade at just 16. What made you want to take up the task of volunteering with a brigade at such a young age?
Well, there was two reasons. Both my grandparents are members of the RFS. I've got family members in, you know, fire rescue, AMBOs, RFS, all the emergency services around the state. And the Greenpoint Brigade came to my school to do what's called a secondary school cadet program, where the RFS comes to a school and teaches basic firefighting skills. And by week three of the 10-week program, I fell in love and realised it's what I want to do.
I mean, it can be a great risk attached to attending events, even with all of the training and the resources. Mm. Does that play on your mind when you head out into the field for a job?
Very much so. I think it was Saturday. We responded to Topi at Bungwall that had gone up. We were meant to go to Bulladeel for the day, but went out there instead. It was sad the national parks firefighter got hit and killed by a tree. Mm. I was lucky enough that day on Saturday, we were putting out an edge and a tree come down and missed me on either side by a couple of inches. So it can be very, very frightening on the ground at times, but the training does help it.
Yeah, what is the impact of having, you know, those near misses or, as you say, tragically, the death of John Lowen on Sunday? What impact does that have on you and the unit and others who are out serving?
It can be very disheartening and frightening. I know I didn't go on Sunday or Monday, but I know a lot of the crews probably were very cautious when near or under trees. It would have been a very slow day because they would have all been very worried about a tree coming down.
Now, Elliot, the award that you received cites your commitment to training yourself and others. How important is it to create pathways to get more people into volunteering services?
Look, it's very important. I think our membership went down from 75,000. I think the latest number is 60,000 or something. With the current bushfire we have at the moment, we're having to pull in trucks from, I think, Sydney at the moment for Bulladeela. So it's, especially in the mid-north coast where I am, it's the average age, I think, is about 60 or 65. So we're trying to get a lot more younger people involved. And I know, because I'm a trainer and assessor with the RFS as well, we're bringing in a whole bunch of new and improved training pathways to make it more time efficient and easier to actually get involved and train. Because the old pathways took about 6 months before from joining to getting on a truck.
Yeah, that's a long wait. And I imagine it's pretty hard for young people who might be juggling study, work, perhaps multiple part-time jobs, sporting commitments, whatever else they might have on their plate. Mm. It can be hard to juggle all of those things. What would you say to other young people, to other 16-year-olds, about the prospect of volunteering for the RFS or other services?
Yeah, I obviously was in year 10 when I first joined, so I was juggling work, school and the RFS. And it can be hard, but especially at Greenpoint, we have a rule that school, work or family comes first. You give what you can, and when you can, you give 100%. I can't obviously speak for the rest of the state, but a lot of brigades are very accommodating. They obviously know that we're all volunteers. We don't get paid. We have a life outside the service. We have a job and everything. So it's, if you give, you know, one day a week or one day a month, it's as long as you can give something, if you join, that's all that matters. And you don't have to be an active firefighter. Mm-hmm. Like I also do community engagement. There's aviation, communications. There's a whole bunch of roles you can do at any given time.
Yeah, give what you can and in any way that you can is a great message. Mm. Elliot Simpson, really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Elliot Simpson is a member of the Greenpoint Rural Fire Brigade and the New South Wales RFS Young Volunteer of the Year.